Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three, fill it up. Fill it up. Fill it up. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family, doctor, just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, you said, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. Herbalist Wendy Wilson. And Frank, I keep hearing myself talk. Can you fix that? We got some technical issues. I don't know if it's me. Probably is me today. It's one of those days, guys. Welcome to Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, don't we, Frank? We got a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part, we're going to be talking about some drugs from plants and what is modern medicine up to with regards to all that good stuff. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we got some neat things to talk about on the Crack Report. But before we get to all that great stuff, fix, salute, and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face as we wait for the election results to roll in. So I think it's good if we use a dedication today. Here's one in 2 Timothy. Endure hardness or hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And that's kind of what we're doing, waiting for this election results to roll in. If we seek the Lord's face and mind the time, it grows short. That's, you can't lose with that. Grow close to the Lord. He is the way. And mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, drug manufacturer Eli Lilly strikes a $375 million deal with U.S. government for a COVID-19 antibody treatment. So Eli Lilly has agreed to supply our U.S. government with an experimental COVID antibody medication. The company did announce this on the 28th of October. They are going to initially provide 300,000 vials of the antibody drug bamlanivimab, amounting to about $375 million taxpayer dollars, contingent upon an emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. So, per the initial terms of the agreement, the company will deliver the 300,000 vials, and then if the government needs an additional amount through, let's say, summertime in June 2021, they will purchase the additional doses in an agreement they come to agreement with. So they expect to manufacture up to 1 billion of these doses for 2021 year for COVID-19 therapeutic treatment. Now, this is a vial, so I think it's like an intravenous thing. I don't think it's a vaccine, but more coming. Moving along the report, the EWG analysis reveals 800,000 residents and some chemicals in their drinking water. So the Environmental Working Group found perfluorinated chemicals in the drinking water of 800,000 state residents in Kentucky. So according to their test results carried out, they've been testing the water for a while, from 2012 to 2017. This is by Utilities Commission, Mount Washington, Lebanon, Junction City, Louisville, all these Kentucky counties. They've got perfluorinated water compounds, 5 parts per billion, way over the 1 part per billion, expected safe area. So these toxins are being persistent in their drinking water. And West Virginia, they did have that Teflon cookware company, dump a lot of chemicals into the water back then. There's a big payoff in a lawsuit for that. So a lot of these contaminated chemicals still in the Kentucky utilities water, and originally a lot of these plants that are still around were owned by DuPont, apparently. So a lot of them got sold, but I guess chemicals still leaching in. So they need to get the new source of water or to get it cleaned up somehow. Pray for that. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. By the way, Frank, I didn't get that email on that show of the 15th. And I'm also needing to get the 29th, so don't do anything until I get that one up there on the board. We're talking about drugs from plants. Now, scientists, they're kind of turning more and more to your foods, your herbs, your spices in order to kind of capture some form of chemical to make drugs with. So the researchers at the Medical University in Vienna, led by Vienna's Institute for Pharmacology, they're looking for really good food molecules, you know, as candidates to help them with things like they're focusing right now on inflammation in particular. So they're interested in making some new drugs for, let's say, the neurological and the autoimmune area of medicine. So we're going to check out and see what they found. Interesting stuff always when you pick up these journals. Okay, so many chemicals and nutrients in plants help with, you know, body functions through a lot of enzymes and protein production. Now, science is looking at these chemicals that will lend more control of these types of enzymes and proteins. So for this reason, they are very interested in the photochemicals or the phytochemicals in beetroot, which would tend to, you know, be the lend to a protease inhibitor type action. So this would inhibit certain enzymes and proteins. This would offer more control over the body functions like inflammation. So these peptides, often found in your root vegetables, and in, of course, beetroot called noctins, they seem to specifically inhibit the breakdown of protein hormones in the body and allows for better regulation of inflammation. So the drug target that the scientists are seeking would be to treat things like multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, and neurological brain inflammation. However, the research points out that simply eating beets isn't going to prevent these conditions, and that a drug would need to be created to provide adequate amounts of the peptides to manage these diseases. Manage is the word, the key word there. Notice they don't use the word cure. So the research did get published in the October 2020 Journal of Natural Products. And here is a quote from Professor Christine Grubner at the Medical University of Vienna, who says, "We're searching through large databases containing genetic information of plants and even animals to decode new types of peptides and studying their structure. The aim is to test them for pharmacology to develop drugs from these enzymes to influence cellular receptors. And this would create prominent drugs in a class called G-protein-coupled receptor drugs for, you know, various disease models. So potential drug candidates are chemically synthesized in a slightly modified form for the drug potency required." Well, it's synthesized and modified so they can patent it. But here's something interesting from Professor Christine White. She's a chemistry professor at University of Illinois. And she says, "This allows us to take one amino acid structure and convert it into many different structures that represent different functionalities that would lead to different biological and physiological properties of the peptides. It also expands the pool of unnatural amino acids that are used by researchers to make new structures." End of quote. So Professor White is warning that, you know, breaking down the structural chemistry can have a downside. Here's what she says. She says, "Having things with defined stereochemistry can be important for drug discoveries because it can be a molecule offering benefit as a physiological property, but at the same time, the same molecule can offer the opposite benefit and detrimental properties." The plot thickens, right? So, boy, they got to know what they're doing, or do they? Let's talk about beetroot, because they're mentioning how marvelous beetroot is. And it is. It is a marvel, and it's God's creation. He gets the credit all the time, every day. So in ancient Rome, the beetroot was considered an aphrodisiac, a symbol of love. And the sweet taste of the beetroot is considered kind of the perfect food. So in the 19th century, Europeans discovered the sugar beet, and it's still used as a sweetener for baking. So the beet, known as the beta vulgaris, is in a kind of evolved from what experts call an ancient wild sea beet. Well, let's look at the profile of the beet, shall we? So the beet has a lot of nutritional elements. According to a lot of nutritionalists, beets have beta-carotene to help stimulate our skin and defy aging. Wow. It's believed that it's also it has a lot of silicon elements in beetroot. It helps strengthen skin structure to resist wrinkles and prevent sagging of the skin and promote healthy hair. Yep. Well, no, we're not talking about GMO beets, not those kind of beets there, Frank. We're talking about organic beetroot, what God made. Okay. Now beets also contain magnesium and sodium and potassium and vitamin C, all to advance your body's ability, basically, to detoxify and lower bad cholesterol and help prevent cancer cells. Beets can do that. It's probably why the beauty industry adds these elements from beets to their skincare product line. Well, let's look at more benefits. Now, the beets can, if we look at beets, we can glean some more information internally. They are used very well to manage weight. So if you have a weight issue, think beets. Beets have been declared a slimming type of food. Now, beets have one of the highest sugar contents of the vegetable world, which can be juiced and added to your citrus or vegetable juices, and it will sweeten it. However, beets are low in fat and low in calories and low in carbohydrates to help your body stabilize blood sugar levels. So according to a nutritionist, Mark Killick, he says beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methylthionine. And these compounds, he says, support liver detoxification, also prevent the accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and also the rest of the body. So this is how beets help you with weight management issues. And what is even more impressive is that the nutrients in beets help prevent that tired, sluggish feeling, as well as, you know, providing some natural vitamin B folate to help prevent your mood swings. If you got somebody with a lot of mood swings, you know, slip some beet juice into their whatever. Now, if you have digestive problems, you will want to do some soluble fiber from beet roots. It will help preserve the good flora in your digestive tract and prevent colon cancer and lower the bad LDL cholesterol levels. So beets have some power, for real. I like it because it regenerates blood cells in 24 hours. Your blood levels look like you had a blood transfusion when you didn't. So there was this study now in the UK which suggests your beetroot juice helps to boost your metabolism and stamina. And this was a study from the University of Exeter at the Peninsula Medical School. And the beets help to help you exercise, they say, 16% longer because it lowers the nitrate requirement and reduces your oxygen uptake. So you can exercise and feel less tired. So this new research is expected, you know, kind of change a lot of the athletic training. So the healthcare for the elderly even. So here is this beetroot has high potential in the research area of athletic training to improve health overall. And even those suffering from cardiovascular and respiratory diseases, according to the research now, this was in the medical news today. And it was a study where they had these men, eight of them, ages 19 to 38. They gave them 500 milligrams of organic beetroot juice each day for about six consecutive days during cycling exercises. These were exercise tests. And then they were tested after being given a placebo. So when the group drank the beetroot juice, they were able to cycle on their bikes an average of 11.25 minutes longer than if they had the placebo. So they could go almost 11 and a half minutes longer. So this is a 2% difference, they said. And when you're taking the beetroot juice, they said the men had lower resting blood pressure. So the study did appear in the Journal of Applied Physiology, and it follows a previous study by Bartz of London School of Medicine, where that was published in the American Heart Association Journal of Hypertension, where they said beetroot juice reduced blood pressure. Ta-da. So Germany also had a lot of studies, spanning probably 30, 40, 50 years. They know beets improve circulation, but they use beetroot juice extract to slow cancer growth. And also, if you take it every day, they say it's a cancer preventative. Beetroot juice. So the nutrition and the antioxidants and the flavonoids and the ascorbic acids and the natural iron tend to oxygenate your cells, and cancer cells don't like that. Okay, it destroys the cancer cells, you know. Oxygen therapy is great for viruses too, as we know, right, Frank? Kill your virus. Get some beetroot juice. So what does all this mean? Well, the study does not expose all the secrets of beetroot. The researchers are really not sure what exactly causes this nitrate in the body to drop and boost your stamina. In their exercise study, they are speculating the nitrate turns into nitric oxide, thereby reducing your oxygen requirement when you exercise. Now, according to Professor Andy Jones, he's a co-author of the study, he says, quote, "We are amazed by the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training." And it's also a really wonderful blood purifier. That's the other thing about medical science. They discover the beetroot juice, but really, they really don't know all its benefits. And it contains natural B vitamins, which is an excellent for if you got anemia. It's excellent for cancer patients. Beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild the blood in just 24 hours. So if you got leukemia, hello, right? However, the secret is to use raw beets if you're going to use beetroot juice, not cooked beets. Now, you can use raw beets that have been powdered, dried and powdered, that's fine. You would take that powdered beetroot and you just throw it in juice or water or smoothie. It becomes water soluble right into the system, doesn't really need to be digested. So amazing right there. So if you have blood pressure issues, all these studies are saying if you drink some beetroot juice, you reduce your blood pressure within an hour. So this is what herbalists know, okay? Obviously, a lot of modern medicine is tapping into some of these natural things lately. They're discovering some of the healing benefits that herbalists have known for years. But beetroot juice is excellent for every organ of the human body. If you need to perk up your gallbladder, your liver, your bowel, your lymphatic system, drink some beetroot juice. So if you're suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, or if you're bran intolerant, right, drink some water-soluble fiber from the beetroot juice. Now, it's not the fiber of the beet. You're getting just the juice, but there's a little bit of soluble fiber in there. So the beetroot greens now are a source of combating aging because they contain a lot of anti-aging pigments and antioxidants, and they produce what is called vitamin P, like in Paul. And this strengthens your immune system, your joint structures, and your vascular system. So beet greens also contain natural calcium, iron, potassium, vitamin A and C, and these are really good for your cardiovascular system. So the younger the beetroot, the more it's going to contain nutritional elements. So if you're without a juicer, let's say, oh, I'm a juicer, let's just face it, if you mess with raw beets, they're lovely as they are, they're kind of messy and they can stain. So if you don't want to mess with it, have no fret. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they have a body foundation food mix that has the beetroot powder in it. And you just throw that in a vegetable juice, lemonade, apple cider. It's the fall. Get some apple cider or make a smoothie with it. That's what a lot of the millennials do, is they throw it in a smoothie. frozen fruit in a blender with a little coconut milk and a scoop of body food mix, and you're on the go. And you won't feel hungry. You'll have satisfied the system with all this nutrition. You'll have vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins from the body food mix. And when the body's satisfied with nutrition, you don't feel hungry. Okay? So weight management and stamina, all in one little thing. It's great. So thepowerherbs.com, if you're interested in ordering the Body Foundation food mix. Now, they do have it in new, convenient, portable stand-up food pouches. So you can get a 4 or 8-ounce little bag of it, or you can get the 16-ounce tub or the 32-ounce tub. So you can get whatever you need. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. If you need to give them a call, it's 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. And the new international number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're taking back the power, and you're dealing with healthcare the natural way, the nutritional way. Because if we analyze our lifestyle, a lot of times it's what we're doing that's making us sick. A lot of times we're allergic to our diets. Yeah, so take advantage of the Election Day sale that they have at thepowerherbs.com, Apothecary Herbs. Today's the last day, and at midnight Eastern time, but 3 a.m. Pacific Coast time tonight. So you can save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon ELECT20 if you're checking out, or if you're using a phone order, make sure you say ELECT20. And get that discount and save. You can stock up on all kinds of neat things, herbs for pets, kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, pandemic kits. There's all kinds of things there, as well as your body food mix and your organ cleanses and your metabolic strengtheners. It's just a cornucopia of wonderful things. The Power Herbs. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I can see I got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Right, Frank? Are you okay, Frank? Do we have a meltdown? I hear myself speaking again. Did it go away? It went away. Thank you, Frank. All right. We're going to be talking about a little bit about asthma. A lot of people have asthma, COPD, congestion, you know, chronic bronchitis. And, you know, we got all these pulmonary things going on. Any kind of pulmonary problem makes it really life difficult. So, and it's really why medical science says, you know, things like asthma patients, well, we don't really have a reason, a clue, about, you know, why you have asthma, but they're just going to manage it for you. So patients are really told, you know, you might want to avoid some common asthma trigger things, you know, but never be without your medicines. But so, there is now some new evidence that asthma is more than just a genetic condition like medicine says it is. And it may be more of a condition that has been created or at the very least exacerbated by a lot of medical science. And it's because it's at epidemic levels now than ever before. So let's look at it. Characteristics of asthma, it's not really difficult to spot. Unfortunate individuals with asthma have a lot of wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, tight chest pain area. The attacks can be either mild or severe. Their airway and their lungs become blocked or clogged with mucus, and if the blockage is not removed quickly, they can suffocate. So modern medicine lists the cause of asthma as this chronic inflammation and thickening of the bronchial and nasal passages. So the inflammation triggers muscle spasms, and they further constrict the air passageway, making breathing extremely difficult. This is where the tightening feeling comes in. And most of the medications that patients are told to use will help reduce the inflammation caused by the asthma, but long-term use can offer a lot of bad side effects, those drugs. So
Some of the statistics, reports on asthma in the United States, 23 million, 16 million adults and 7 million children. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America announced that we have about 24 million Americans with asthma overall. The CDC states on their site that 1 in 14 Americans will have asthma and 1 in 10 will be kids. So according to all these stats, more male children have asthma than females, and asthma has continued to increase since the 1980s. And you know what else has increased since the 1980s and didn't exist until the 1980s? Autism. Is there a correlation here? Well, checking the statistics on the reasons for children to be absent from school, you may think the common illnesses, injury, depression would be the top of the list, but asthma is. Asthma's the number one reason kids aren't in school. So over 2 million kids end up at the emergency room with asthma, and it accounts for 14 million doctor office visits each year. Cha-ching. Now, on a daily basis, we lose 10 Americans. They die from asthma each day. 10 people. Frank, that's a lot of people. 10 people a day dying from asthma. Right? It's terrible. Terrible. Let's look at the ethnic groups. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America is saying certain ethnic groups more prone to asthma. More blacks than Caucasians develop asthma by about 80%. Puerto Ricans also, that population has bad problems with asthma. There's also been speculation on the air quality in poor neighborhoods that may trigger asthma, but the percentages of the black to Caucasian kids with asthma is twice as high for the black kids. So black children with asthma visit the hospital 330% more than Caucasian kids, and they have a 220% greater risk of hospitalization. And we also been told that, you know, more of the black male babies have autism as well. Could the vaccines be causing autism and asthma and other health conditions in the black community? Well, it's no secret these RNA vaccines now, they can target genetics. They can. Let's look at this report. This is out of Live Science, published 2016, on asthma. They said, and the likelihood all children have equal risk of developing asthma is nil. Well, that's because if you look at the vaccines then as the culprit for causing asthma in children, it's kind of heavy on the one side of the ethnic group, isn't it? So according to the study, Amish kids, you know, let's talk about that, because this is in the study. They think there's a correlation to between asthma and the use of dairy milk. Okay. Well, it's a mucus producing food. So if you have asthma, it's going to exacerbate that. It's sort of like trying to drink a glass of milk when you have bronchitis. You're not even going to go there. So according to the study, Amish, they have their own dairy farms, and their kids have less asthma than the general population, so I don't think it's dairy. But dairy will exacerbate asthma if you have that problem. So no cow's milk, no butter, no yogurt, no cheese, no ice cream. Nope. Get an alternative something. So the study did get published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Here is a quote. This is from Professor, this is Carol Ober, Professor of Human Genetics, University of Chicago. She says, exposure to Amish-like environment seems to protect kids from asthma. Well, yeah, because those kids aren't vaccinated, Doc. You know, they're just not. Moms aren't. Moms and dads aren't vaccinated. So they're not passing on the genetic weakness from the vaccines. Let's look at this other correlation. The Amish study, there's some researchers here. They compared the Amish farming community in Indiana and the Hutterite religious community in South Dakota. The communities had similarities in that they, didn't get involved in modern conveniences and technology. They didn't have that in their lifestyle. And both of the communities, the women breastfed their babies. They all had pretty much large families, and they kind of ate similar diets. However, the Hutterite community had a higher rate of asthma compared to the Amish community. So the blood samples from the kids in both communities were collected, and they also took dust samples from their homes, and these were the results. The Amish children had a higher level of immune system cells associated with innate immune response. That's your inborn immune cell response. So this is kind of the heart and soul of your immune system. Okay. As they also had more neutrophilous blood cells. These help fight infections, these cells do. And they had fewer eosinophilic cells, and these are your allergic reaction inflammation cells. So this makes the Amish immune system stronger and more reactive to disease. Dust taken from the Amish homes did not give lab animals exposure that had asthma from the Hittite house. They didn't. The lab animals didn't respond to any of the dust particles from their homes. So the research team was able to test all this dust from the Amish houses and the Hittite houses and to trace elements of their dairy farm. And the Amish children were exposed to a lot more microbes at a younger age than the Hutterite children. Okay, so the Amish also engaged in traditional farm practices, you know, single-family farming, horse-drawn field work, and transportation. So the kids were constantly, you know, in the muck. Let's put it that way. They were in mucking-out stalls. They were brushing down horses. They were feeding the chickens, you know. They're in it every day. So the Hutterites live in a more of a large communal farm using more modern farm practices. The children were not exposed to as many farm animals like the Amish kids were. So the percentage of asthma cases with the Amish compared to the Hutterites was 5%, about half of the national U.S. average and for the Amish, and 21% for the Hutterites. So half. The Amish are 50% less risk of asthma. That's a huge discrepancy. Huge. All right, so what about the environmental triggers? Well, we're going to get to that, but first let me read you this quote from Carol Ober, a professor of human genetics, University of Chicago. She says, "This study is suggesting that farming microbes involving livestock with early and frequent exposure boosts the Amish immune system. Recreating the Amish time-tested experience could be a way of protecting children from asthma." Yeah. What do you think, Frank? Want to have a Amish farm? Put the kids on there. Make them work. They'll be asthma-free. Some of the triggers for asthma are perfume, fireplace smoke, tobacco smoke, kerosene heater, carbon emissions. I guess that would also be like propane fireplaces, too, you know? So children without asthma who live with parents who smoke, they have a 50% increased risk of respiratory dysfunction, like getting bronchitis and pneumonia and infections, and also increases their risk of respiratory problems as they age, as they become adults. They also have an increased risk of behavioral problems. Other non-chemical triggers for asthma are stress, trauma, cold fronts, and noise. So I know if you have a smoker in the house, you can get like upper respiratory infections, like ear infections. So, you know, your sinus infections. So you can be allergic to the tobacco. There are also some food triggers that will bring on an asthma attack. The most common foods are going to be eggs, certain types of fish or shellfish, nuts, chocolate, and Coca-Cola. So a study done by the Hammersmith Hospital in London found that Coca-Cola triggers asthma anywhere from 1 hour to 4 days after you consume it. Somehow the Coke product increases your sensitivity to histamines. And the study from the Netherlands found that some foods can offer a late onset of delayed trigger to asthma, taking anywhere from 48 to 56 hours to engage an asthmatic response. So parents who avoid such foods for, let's say, 6 to 12 months decrease their asthma attacks by, or I should say patients, not parents. So if you avoid those foods for 6 to 12 months, the attacks decrease by 93%. So you avoided those trigger foods. MSG has also been among the big additives for asthma response, so avoid those MSG foods. Processed milk products, as we mentioned, increases the risk of an asthma attack, whereas organic, unprocessed milk that the Amish consume seems not to offer the same asthma risk. Yeah, but, like, where are you going to get that, right? They won't let you have it. So let's look at some food therapies that tend to help. This is a German study. Dr. Walker Dosch of the Johannes Gutenberg University showed that onions can be an asthma sufferer's best friend. Dr. Dosch found that onions have a strong anti-inflammatory action similar to anti-inflammatory drugs. The study reported that onion anti-inflammatory compounds were stronger than the popular anti-inflammatory drug prednisone. So Dr. Dosch was able to prove that by consuming onions or onion juice, it reduces the risk of asthma attacks by 50%. The isolated compound in onion they think it's isoflurane, that's in your onion. Onions also contain quercetin, an antioxidant known to relieve hay fever and also to stabilize cell membranes, which release histamine. So in a study out of New York State University, Dr. Eric Block found another sulfur compound in onion that also blocks the chemical reactions that tend to lead to asthma attacks. So onion, folks, onion. Fish, we mentioned fish could be a trigger, but fatty fish and the oil from fatty fish can be beneficial if you're an asthmatic. If you add this to your daily diet, the body is able to regenerate the lining of the airways and remove the thickening and scarring tissues and restore easier breathing. According to a British study, with asthma patients eating 8 ounces of mackerel a day or taking high doses of fish oil for about 10 weeks offered a 50% reduction in inflamed passages. It's amazing. The researchers think that it's the leukotrienes which helped to normalize bronchial constrictions better than histamine. So by adding fish, which contain the omega-3 fatty acids, to the diet, such as salmon and sardines, tuna, mackerel, this may diminish and prevent asthma attacks. This is also a very interesting statistic. With the cold weather coming, it tends to be a trigger for asthma folks. Yet the Eskimos who eat fish constantly have very little or no asthma. Dr. Joel Swartz conducted a study with the Environmental Protection Agency, and he also found that fish eaters are less likely to develop asthma or than other respiratory problems at all. So London study, Guy's Hospital, confirmed Dr. Swartz's findings, and also the French study at a Rothschild Hospital said the same thing. Fish, fatty fish. What about fruits and vegetables? Well, a lot of vitamin C in your fruits and vegetables can help you breathe easier, apparently. This was Dr. Swartz's study on fish. He also found fruits and vegetables can help control the inflammation response for asthma. He found that if you eat foods with at least 300 milligrams of vitamin C, your blood becomes rich with this nutrient and reduces asthmatic responses in the bronchial area by about 30%. Now, to equal Dr. Swartz's vitamin C requirement, you'd have to eat about 3 cups of broccoli or drink 3 8-ounce glasses of orange juice a day. and most American diets don't even come close to that level. So Dr. Swartz says the vitamin C stimulates histamine production, and this can eliminate contractions of the bronchial muscles and the tightening of the chest, which can trigger asthma attacks. So he says the vitamin C also stimulates prostaglandins to control the inflammation. Other studies have been done using 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C to stop or prevent the asthma attack. Other research that has been reported, when asthmatics go vegetarian or they remove a large majority of the meat from their diet, they report a 71% improvement in just 4 months. So when the dietary change is included, removing your meats and processed dairy, they reported a 92% improvement. So these foods are suspected to cause a lot of allergic reaction, triggering the asthma. Interesting enough, there's a study that said that color therapy has an interesting effect on asthma sufferers. According to their findings, red, yellow, and orange colors, when they are applied to a chest cavity, emit a specific wave particle that send energy vibrations, which deactivate various body enzymes and improves the breathing. Interesting. Cayenne pepper was listed as well. The hot, juicy, spicy cayennes are an asthma deterrent. They said these foods they're the blockbusters that help open airways. According to Dr. Erwin Zement, a pulmonary disease expert at UCLA, hot peppers, he says, garlic and mustard and onions all offer a mucokinetic action. They thin the mucus out and move it so you don't strangle on it. And these foods stimulate the nerve endings to release a lot of water secretions in the body to move the mucus out of the way. Mm-hmm. Yep, I knew cayenne moves blood and mucus. I did know that. Other therapies they say that may be helpful is do your detox programs, modify the diet. It seems real important for asthmatics to obtain more beta-carotene and natural calcium and magnesium in their system. Other therapies that seem helpful are hydrotherapies, aromatherapies, along with consistent exercise to improve lung capacity. So definitely something to look forward to. Garlic is a wonderful herb also. It helps fight a lot of viral and bacterial infections. So onion and garlic are kind of cousins. So if you don't have a garlic allergy, wonderful. Also, thyme herb is antimicrobial, and it wards off a lot of pathogens, including even whooping cough. We didn't have time to get into the whooping cough segment, but it's an amazing, amazing herb. And also, if you got chronic cough, it can kind of calm the cough reflex. Willow bark is wonderful, and mullein is also another herb. Offer the ability to reduce pain and a lot of inflammation in the system, especially for those pulmonary organs. I love lobelia herb because what it does is it dilates the pulmonary and stops spasms, those chest spasms, so the tightening. So it really relaxes those chest cavity muscles, relieves the tightness, as well as to help breathe easier. So a lot of asthmatics love lobelia. Now, lobelia is one of those interesting herbs with 16 alkaloids, and a lot of companies don't like to mess with it because if you want to grab all 16 alkaloids so it works properly, you age it in two different catalysts. So we tend to not see it too frequently in a lot of herb liquids. So, but it's more powerful in a liquid. And you can just take drops of it instead of, you know, a bunch of pills. So definitely look into lobelia. Also, valerian root can calm irritated nerve endings that trigger asthma, and peppermint alleviates discomfort or nausea or vomiting that helps rest the chest cavity muscle. So you can also look at that. We talked about cayenne, of course, already. And all these herbs, you can find every single one we're talking about at thepowerherbs.com. Now, the garlic and the onions in the all-in-one tonic, and it has a little bit of hot cayenne in it, too. So you have kind of a three of them right there. And they do have the lobelia. It's called Relax Formula. And they have the mullein. And the willow bark is going to be in the pain anti-inflammatory formula. So definitely check all that out. Also, if you need to soothe inflamed respiratory passages, marshmallow root, definitely great. So all these things are wonderful. God made them. He knows what we need, and he says herbs are here for the serviceman and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. We've been idiots not to listen to that and to go with petrochemical drug therapy that just manages symptoms but doesn't give us any cure at all. I think modern medicine's good for trauma care and anatomy, but they just really fall short when it comes to internal medicine issues. So if you're looking for something, you might want to take that power back. Go to thepowerherbs.com and do that. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. They'll send one to you. You can just go on their website, put it in the cart, check out for free. One will be mailed to you, but you'll also get a receipt with a download link if you want to download the catalog to your computer. That's optional. So 866-229-3663. Local number is 828-469-5972. It's also the international number, 828-469-5972. And the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are your professional grade and professional strength herbal formulas. This is what practitioners use. So, and you can't get it in stores, but you can buy it direct. You just give them a call or visit their website. So get the good stuff, the game changer stuff. That's what it, everybody calls it. So absolutely great. Get empowered. Sign up for their newsletters. They're free online. And you can share with family and friends and pass on the knowledge. That's what it's about. Empowerment. Yeah, being more self-sufficient. Being less dependent on drug therapy, which is expensive and toxic. Yeah, so you have an alternative. Just be smart. Learn how to use your herbs. And that's what Apothecary Herbs likes to do. They like to educate you as well as provide you tools. So information and tools, always a good combination to have. 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free number, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget their sale is the Election Day sale ends tonight at midnight Eastern Time, and save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon code ELECT20. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.